Schultz, Mike Schultz.
Mm-hmm.
He is the entertainment editor for the River Cities Reader, which you can read every other Wednesday everywhere. Of course, it's always available online at rcreader.com.
I was speaking to somebody at the ballpark last night, Thirsty Thursday, don't you know?
Yeah, right.
Bandits win their sixth straight. And he was talking about how he only gets the opportunity to listen to us on Fridays.
Right.
Loves the show. Favorite segment, the Mike Schultz segment.
You're kidding. Really? Wow, that's... That's shocking, and a very nice compliment.
Mm, yeah, huh. I thought so, too.
I think it's your wit that he's responding
he knows, to. For all he knows, Mike's not here every day, because he only hears Fridays.
Yes.
So he might think Mike's on Monday through Friday with
that
us.
That could very well
Wouldn't
be.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Why would he be disappointed if he had to listen to the other four
I think
days
that would be pointless, but...
So what'd you see last week? Well, we talked about it 4 days in a row.
Again.
We've got nothing else to talk about.
We know you liked Sugar.
Well, yeah, let's get started with the...
Yeah, let's talk about Sugar.
Sugar.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow, what a great flick. Yeah, absolutely. It was... It's a really it's a sports movie, but it's a really surprising sports movie. It does about two-thirds in, it has this little twist that you go, what the hell? And it's beautifully made, really well acted, looks gorgeous. Looks at the ballpark, the Centennial Bridge. Yeah. Woohoo! Cool. And your chances are great. You're going to see people you know in it, which is really fun. So, go
Would you have liked this movie if it had no Quad City ties?
Yeah,
at all?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not just the fact that it's a little movie that you
I was chatting to the theater manager actually afterwards, and she said that she asked that. She's like, is it because it's the Quad Cities?
Yeah.
No. It's a great story. It's really well done. Yeah, it's fantastic.
What's your favorite movie of the year so far?
That one, I think, is winning, to be honest.
That one is?
That Adventureland.
Okay.
I would say it's up there,
okay.
and Duplicity probably.
So it's right
the
there so far.
Yeah, definitely.
All
it's
right.
great. And I want to see it again. I was telling you guys during the break that the credits rolled, and there were like 6-7 names of people I didn't even notice were in it. So I got to go see it again. So yeah, it's good. Super good.
Okay.
All right.
Go
so
catch it.
He's very excited about Sugar. What
else
did you
I
see?
Also saw The Soloist, that one with Robert Downey Jr. and Jamie Foxx. Looked terrible.
Uh-huh.
Not terrible at all.
Really?
Really quite good, actually. Yeah. A lot less sentimental than we expected. Looked like August Rush.
Good.
It did kind of have that syrupy feeling.
Yeah, it has that vibe, but it turns out to be about homeless people in L.A., which is why we never saw any of that in the previews, of course, because that don't sell no movie tickets.
Yeah. Right.
So it's actually a lot tougher than you'd expect, and Downey's just fantastic. He's great. And Fox is good. Yeah. Good, strong drama.
All right.
Really nice piece of work.
That's two good movies.
Obsessed. Beyonce.
Beyonce and
kicking,
hot chick
kicking Ali Lauder's ass.
Right.
Headbutton people.
It's fine during the headbutton, but you got to wait for about an hour and 40 minutes before that happens. Yeah. It starts off real good where you're like, oh, this is going to be just a nasty piece of work. Beyonce hates this woman, and she hates her right back. And then we wait for about an hour and a half while Ali Lauder goes crazy and, you slept with me, you love me. No, I didn't, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, did he sleep with her or not?
No.
It's all in her head.
Which
is crazy.
And so that's no fun at all because it's like, well, you're insane. So that's the end of the story.
Where's the conflict?
Yeah, it's not Fatal Attraction where it's like, you deserve what you get, buddy.
Right.
You know, kind of weak. Earth, that Disney documentary.
Everyone who sees it, they'll plant a tree.
Yeah. Yes. They should hand you seeds with your admission.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, just go out and plant something.
What'd you think?
It's fine. It's a 90-minute version of this BBC miniseries Planet Earth that was on the Discovery Channel.
Yep.
Oh, I've already seen that.
Yeah, which was like 14 hours long and fantastic and really good. But it's a 90-minute best of that. So if you haven't seen it, it'll be fine.
So what you're saying is Planet Earth deserves more time.
Well, you're trying to squeeze it all into 90 minutes. There's something wrong there. So,
Earth's story needs a little more time than
they'll
that.
They'll be like on the desert, and they'll be showing elephants passing away and stuff. And now we're in the Arctic, and look at the penguins. You know, it goes
so
a little bit too
fast. Elephants die in this movie?
Some things die, but there's no blood. There's no tension. It's just like, it's a Disney doc.
All
so it's fine for the kids. And the rest of us will be kind of bored.
Okay.
And finally, we saw Fighting.
Fighting.
The one with Channing Tatum.
A movie about fighting.
It's a movie about fighting.
And?
But it's not really. It's got maybe four or five fight scenes, and they're all pretty... They're all pretty short. Short, 30 seconds.
But not really about fighting is a lousy name
for a
movie.
I thought about it afterwards. I wasn't sure what to title the movie, but fighting isn't really right, but I couldn't think of a better alternative.
Not really fighting.
It's about guys who want to make money through bare knuckle brawling, you know, and it's really kind of this story of this kid in New York who's struggling to make it and not make it as a fighter, just pay the rent, basically. And so it's really kind of a nice, low-key little indie flick.
So not
really.
Too bad then, huh?
Not bad at all.
Seems
Terrence
like
Howard's really good.
By and large,
good.
Sounds like they were all pretty good to you.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing bothered me too much, which is nice. Out of five, hell, we'll take that.
Back on Earth, how much time do they spend in the bar scenes? Not a whole lot of nightlife?
Not a whole lot. No,
no they don't.
No, not so much. No, it's we're on the tundra a lot.
Okay.
And, yeah, we're watching polar ice caps melt.
That's not a lot of clubbing.
No.
Except for seals.
Absolutely no clubbing of seals.
Okay.
Yeah, what can you do?
Well, today we've got two movies opening up in Quad City Theaters. X-Men Origins Wolverine. Hugh Jackman returns
haircut.
To action as
great
Logan.
Haircut.
And the story behind the X-Men's adamantium-clawed mutant superhero.
Uh-huh.
This is like the prequel to the X-Men movies. This is how he becomes Wolverine, right?
That's what I hear.
All right, and I've got a clip here from X-Men Origins Wolverine.
When it starts, whatever the reason is that you're doing this, focus on that. Maybe it will help.
Trust me, I've been through worse.
No, you haven't. We're ready.
We're going to make you indestructible. But first, we're going to have to destroy you. You will be able to withstand virtually anything. It's called adamantium. You're going to have to embrace the other side. Become the animal.
Hmm. Okay.
That sounds really good.
All right. Summer is officially starting.
Yeah, it is summer on May 1st. You got to love that.
He doesn't sing or dance in this, does he? Because you know,
I don't think
he can do it all.
Is that going to bother you
if he does? I prefer if he did as the Wolverine.
That would be kind of cool, got to say. Yeah.
If they're going to adamantium him or whatever, if he can do like...
Not adamantium, not adamantium.
If they could do, you know, goody two-shoes.
Goody two-shoes, yeah. He's doing strip.
Uh-huh.
Also in movie theaters.
Again, great haircut.
Good haircut. Looking fine, Hugh.
Also today in movies, it's Ghosts of Girlfriends Past.
Oh, man. What's to say?
Matthew McConaughey and Jennifer Garner star in the tale of a perpetual bachelor who's haunted by the women of his past relationships. This looks awful.
You know what this reminds me of? One of those situations where they send letters to people like, hey, you've won something or whatever.
Like a Nigerian email scam?
You've won something, and then you go show up, and then they arrest you.
Oh, okay.
That's what they should that's what they should do to people who go to this movie.
Anyone who
if you go to
pays
this movie,
money to see this movie.
Yeah.
There should be like a colony for you.
Right. You're off to Guantanamo.
You're
exactly. going to pay your money to see a Matthew McConaughey movie?
Then you've lost your right to be in our society.
We have no use for you as a person. If you see this movie.
Yeah.
That said, I do have a clip.
Oh, good. Oh, man.
Ghosts of Girlfriends Past.
Connor.
Sandy and I want to know if you would make a toast tomorrow.
I'm not toasting anyone tomorrow, okay? I can't toast this.
Come on.
This always happens. All scotch, no carbs. Is there a bread basket or... You know what? Let's talk about something else. So, when do you catch your flight?
You know where I come out on all this, buddy. To me, marriage is an archaic and oppressive institution that should have been abolished years ago. All right, and love? All right, it's magical comfort food for the weak and the uneducated. Yeah, it makes you feel all warm and relevant, but in the end, love leaves you weak, dependent, and fat.
Yeah, that might not make the best toast.
I would like to punch him in the face.
I just want to kick him in the mouth. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But in the end, he finds true love.
I had a great girl, and I let her go.
You know,
and now I gotta win her back.
Not going to toast her.
I don't toast people.
I don't
believe in love. But it turns out.
It sounds like he just woke up with a big thing of grits in his mouth.
It's wake and bake the career. That's what this
jackass is. That's what it
is.
Yeah, he's making millions of dollars by.
I know it. I feel you.
I hear you.
Dog.
I'm a dog. Right. I like to put on some Jack Johnson records and just chillax.
Maybe work out on the beach.
Ugh. Are you going to go see this?
Oh, of course. How could I not see this?
Can I make
are you kidding?
Can I make what I think is a rather bold prediction?
All right.
this will be your least favorite movie of the year.
It could easily happen.
Which one is so far?
The Crank sequel, maybe?
Yeah. The Crank, that's right.
Yeah, that one's pretty bad.
This will be the
This
movie.
Could be more irritating, though. Pretty much every year he releases something that's in the lower depths of my
But he's going to meet the girl that touches him in a different place.
I never realized.
I found out that love's the greatest
what
gift God gave
What happened to
us?
McConaughey? Man. I mean, it was only one movie that he was really good in. But,
Dazed and Confused, but that's because that character is basically him.
Yeah. To be honest, he's kind of, I thought he was kind of funny in Tropic Thunder just for the first scenes, just because he's being made fun of for being Matthew McConaughey in the first scenes.
Right.
I was okay with that. But boy, he's irritating.
Yeah. Well, good luck with all that.
Oh, that'll be worth it. How about this? If I like the movie, I never have to come back.
Yeah.
How about
if you
that?
Like the movie,
if I like the movie,
if you like the movie, you are off this show.
That's fair.
What are the odds that that's going to happen?
It's not going to happen. Yeah. That's why I feel comfortable in saying that because it's not even an issue. Jeez. Ghost of Girlfriend's Past. Who's going to go see this? So many people. That's the thing, though. Tons of people will go.
No, Wolverine's going to absolutely destroy this thing.
But it's that counter-programming thing where, Wolverine sold out, honey. Can we go see?
Then go see Sugar, then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what you should do. Yeah. All right, he's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. Check him out at
rcreader.com.
Wish me well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Boy, better you than us.
We feel your pain.
Hey, bro.
Buddy.
Hey, man. It turns out. Turns out, I was looking for love, and it was here all the time. Hit him in the face with a bat. We're Dan and Darren. This is Rock 104.9.